Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been talking about overcoming in area after area of your life, and today we're going to talk about a new area of overcoming, and that is overcoming in the area of your words, of your tongue. We've got to learn that our mouth is a releaser, and we want to be sure that we're releasing the things that God wants us to speak. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says, "The word of God is quick, it's alive, it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword." This word is powerful, and we are going to put the word of God in our mouth, and we're going to learn to speak forth his word because it releases the power of God. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, the Bible says that we receive the word of God, and this word, it's not the word of men, but it is in truth the word of God which works effectually in us that believe. We need to take hold of God's word, believe it, and know that it is going to work effectually in us as we confess the word and we speak what God's word says about us so we overcome. We don't want to give place to the devil with the words of our mouth. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, the Bible says, "We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." With our mouth, we're going to speak forth the Word of God, and it is going to release the spirit of faith, and we're going to see our faith bring forth the manifestation of the promises of God and move the mountains in our life. Now, your words are very important. In Job 6:25, it says, "How forcible are right words." How forcible are right words? You've got to learn to speak right words. Just don't speak whatever you want. Speak right words. They are forcible. They have force. How forcible are right words? Are you examining the things that you speak out of your mouth? Are they right words? If they're in line with God's word, they're going to release the power of God, and they're going to produce good things. You've got to watch that you don't listen to negative words, and you've got to watch that you don't speak negative words yourself. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 10, Goliath, remember that Goliath, the Philistine, he said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." He spoke words, negative words, and what happened? In verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Words caused fear to come into them. They were dismayed. They were discouraged. They were greatly afraid because of the words of the Philistine. You've got to watch what words you listen to. You need to also watch the words that you confess in your own life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You're going to be taken captive by the words of your mouth. You've got to watch what you're listening to. In fact, with Delilah, through her words, it finally got to Samson, so he revealed the truth about where his strength lie. In Judges 16:16, it came to pass when she, speaking of Delilah, pressed him daily with her words. She kept pressing him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart. And he said unto her, "There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." He'd resist temptation after temptation in the past, but here, how did she finally get through? She pressed him daily with her words. Words, day after day after day, are going to penetrate the area of the soul. They're going to get into your heart, and they are going to affect your attitude towards yourself, towards others. It is important that you learn to confess what the Word of God says. Job 19:2, "How long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with words?" Notice that the words were vexing his soul. They were actually breaking him in pieces. that old jingle that said, you know, that words will never hurt us. You know, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. Words here, it says it was breaking him in pieces. Words will cause damage to you. It will vex your soul. And you've got to watch that you don't listen to negative words from others, or also that you watch the words that you speak. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, the Bible says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." When you speak to people, be sure that what you're speaking is going to be good to the use of edifying. Does it edify? Does it build up? Does it strengthen? If you are speaking words that tear down, that are condemning, that are putting somebody down, that is going to be destructive in some way, not edifying, that doesn't minister grace or favor unto the hearers, then you are out of the will of God and you are grieving the Holy Spirit within you. This is corrupt communication. God has given you a tongue, and you are to bless and not to curse. You are to speak things that are going to release the power of God, the love of God, the faith of God, hope, and bring forth edification in people's lives. Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 4, the Bible talks about getting rid of some things, and it says we don't want filthiness, we don't want this foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. I find a lot of people fall into the trap of foolish talking and foolish jesting. They're sarcastic. They're always being a big joker all the time, and they say things that aren't very nice a lot of times and are cutting at people. You need to put that away. That is all of the flesh. That is all of the world. Eliminate that foolish talking. The Bible says, let your words be few in Ecclesiastes. You've got to learn to watch that you don't have a bunch of foolish talking coming out of your mouth. And eliminate that sarcasm, the foolish jesting, being a big joker all the time. Those words are not convenient. They are not ministering life to people whatsoever. That foolish jesting needs to be eliminated. In Colossians 4:6, the Bible says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you know how you ought to answer every man." Your speech should always be with grace, the favor of God, seasoned with salt, that you can know how to answer. You see, when you get God's Word in your mind, and you start thinking about what the Word says in every situation, and you start speaking the Word to answer a problem, then you're going to be ready to answer every man and give them forth the truth. You need to understand that your tongue is important. In Psalms 45, verse 1, the latter part of that verse says, "My tongue is the pen of a ready writer." Your tongue is the pen. Pen means a marking stick of a ready writer. That means a skillful scribe. Your tongue is the marking stick of a skillful scribe. What's it doing? It's writing things in the Spirit. Whatever you're speaking forth with your mouth, it is writing things in the realm of the Spirit. It's been recorded. Your tongue is the pen of a ready writer. It's writing things. So your words are important. Goes on in verse 2 and says here that grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. If you'll pour the grace of God, that's the favor of God, the word of God into your lips, God will bless you forever. What a tremendous promise. You've got to realize the word of faith is available to us. It's the word in our heart and the word in our mouth. We're going to speak forth that word and release the promises of God in our life. Watch the words that you speak. Don't let yourself be a vessel of the enemy. Your words carry force, praise God. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 19, it talks about Samuel. It says, "Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground." What a tremendous testimony. He let none of his words fall to the ground. This guy learned to speak things that were in line with the Word of God, that were led by the Spirit of God. He didn't speak things that were going to be destructive. How many of our words have fallen to the ground? We wouldn't even want to count. I've got to tell you, God wants us to learn to speak things that are going to be profitable for others, that are going to be fruitful in your own life, praise God. Philemon 1, verse 6, "The communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus." You need to be sure that you are communicating your faith by speaking the word and it will become effectual by acknowledging every good thing in you in Christ. Start speaking what you have, who you are in Christ. Start declaring what God is doing for you now. Psalms 107:2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whose redeemed is from the hand of the enemy. Start declaring what God's redeemed you from. Start declaring what He's doing for you now. You know, Joel 3:10 says, let the weak say, I am strong, praise God. We're going to speak what God says about us. We're not going to confess weakness and negativism. We're going to confess strength. In Isaiah 33:24, the Bible says, the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. Notice that. The inhabitant shall not say, I am sick. Don't confess, I am sick. You're just agreeing with the devil. What should you confess? Confess what the Word says. Jesus took my infirmities, bore my sicknesses, by whose stripes you were healed, and I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace, and I take hold of healing power flowing into my body, and I thank you, Lord, that your healing power is quickening my body, making me whole in the name of Jesus. See, that's releasing your faith instead of sit there and speak the negative things of what the devil's done. You have sickness in your body, but don't sit there and speak forth what the devil has done. That's not going to change anything. Why acknowledge what the enemy's done when you have the power of God that can release this healing power that can flow into you and make you whole, praise God. You are going to confess God's Word, and it is going to produce the results in your life. You know, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, it says, thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what you shall do. Notice that he puts words in his mouth, and I'll be with thee with thy mouth. God is with our mouth, and he puts his words in our mouth. Where does it come from? From the Word of God that we get in our heart. And as the words in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth's going to speak. He brings those up to you, and you speak forth the Word of God. And he says, I will be with you according to your mouth. What are you speaking forth over your life? What are you speaking to other people? Learn to speak and confess what the Word of God says and overcome in your mouth. Don't let your mouth yield to the devil. Instead, yield your mouth, yield your tongue unto the Lord, and speak forth His words, and it will bring forth life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.